This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Run up to the website and get your copy of Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, but you're going to find out it's all just a bunch of garbage, really, seriously. For years, the progressives have been screaming lies, and hopefully that you'll start to believe it after a while. Just stupid stuff. Irritating stuff. Anyway, you can buy the coffee mugs. If you're watching, you can see the coffee mug. Coffee tastes so much better in the TRS mug. Seriously. You know, and if you were listening to the last segment, Corey Duncan was joining us, and he made a valid point about Kanye West. You know, that everybody's talking about him. It's just a scam. He's not, he's looking for a little PR, probably fading away, whatever. I don't follow the guy. I don't follow this stuff, so I don't know. But you know what? The one positive thing to come out of this is the hypocrisy of the left in getting on his case for getting on, for falling in line with Trump or giving Trump kudos or whatever. Whatever the scenario is. So it's really fun. So as long as you're lockstep in line with them, you're a god. Everything is wonderful. But if you're not, you're scum. Right? They start calling this guy names. They make fun of him. They do all kind. They call out all kinds of nasty things. So it goes to show, it goes to prove what I've been saying and others have been saying. I don't have the market cornered on how hypocritical they are. Speaking of hypocrites, the teacher ordered a student to write a paper on Trump's lies. Now I can remember seeing video, hearing audio on teachers in a class when a student said something bad about Obama, the student getting berated by the teacher over it. I mean, just nasty. But I guess now the teachers are encouraging the kids to write negative things about the president. Jacob Hine is an 8th grade honors student at Black Hawk Middle School in Fort Wayne. The other day he had an assignment in Spanish class. Take a current event in the news, translate the story into Spanish. So Jacob translated a Fox News story about the U.S. Navy pilot who spotted unidentified flying objects. Okay. Following day, his teacher publicly berated Jacob in front of the entire class for using Fox News as a source. She said, Fox News is fake news. It's full of lies, and you are no longer to use Fox News for these articles. Do you understand? Well, so much for his freedom of speech, huh? Todd Hyde said, was actually interviewed on the Todd Starnes show. Hyde said that his son was shocked. She told Jacob that Fox News is fake news. It should never be used as a source. He said on on the show that she instructed the 8th grader to report a full-page report on President Trump's lies. No, not just his lies. His many lies. Isn't that sweet? Hines said he called the school to report the incident, and the teacher later apologized, but his behavior in the classroom hasn't improved. He said she has a history of spewing anti-Trump rhetoric in the classroom. Throughout the year, the teacher told the kids about the idiot in the office, the little orange man. She berates Trump every moment she gets. See, you do know. You've read stories. You see them. They're all over the internet. Whenever a student spoke ill of Barack Obama, Mr. Oblamo himself, they got in trouble. They were told you couldn't do that. Shouldn't speak to about a president like that. So, because they didn't vote for this one, that means it's okay? See, again, it's not equality they want. I keep telling you guys that. It has nothing to do with equality. It has everything in the world to do with control. When school district gave him the runaround, Hine reached out to the WOWO, or I guess that's a radio station or something, one of the most respected news radio stations in the nation. A school district spokesman provided a statement to Fox News. Fort Wayne Community Schools does not condone the kind of behavior detailed by this parent. When we were notified, we immediately investigated, took the appropriate action because this is a personnel matter. We can't provide that. You know, that is the biggest rock to hide behind. It's a personnel issue. But that isn't a blanket. That can't be used as a blanket statement to say nothing. Can't be used as a blanket statement to simply put out there that we can't tell you anything about the details. The parents already did. We know what the details are. Is something going to be done or not? I mean, telling us this is an investigation doesn't really mean much of anything. Say, look, we're having an investigation. Should we find out the allegations are true? There will be some kind of disciplinary action. That would make everybody comfortable. Instead of just saying, well, it's an HR issue, so you know we can't discuss it. And a teacher apologizing is a joke. If it doesn't change, if the attitude doesn't change, if the actions don't change, it's nothing but a joke. And why is a teacher in the Spanish class pushing these opinions anyhow? They don't have a right to push their opinion. They don't have a right to push these kind of things on the kids in the class because you put the kids in a really, really, really bad place at that point. I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Hang out with us. I mean, tonight, it's going to be a crazy night. Seriously. We're going to talk later on about Google actually not accepting, will not run faith-based ads. Not religious ads, but specifically faith-based ads. Sam Sorbo joins me after the break. She's an American actress, author, talk show, radio host. I mean, it would take me an hour to explain what she does. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. Whether you like the people you're talking with or not, or even if you don't agree with the conversation, listen. Pick up some tips. Pick up some things you can build on. Or if you want to call me out, some of you have done it, and I'm good with that. You know, if you want to call me out on some of the things that I'm doing or have said, great, let's have a discussion. When you send, as I've done in the past, if you send me an email and all you do is berate me, I'm going to have a field day with it. That's all I got to say. You know, send it at your own risk. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her on because I don't want to waste her time, and I enjoy so much having her on the show with me. Sam Sorbo joins
me.
And hey, how you doing? There you are.
I'm so much enjoying the Kanye West kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah?
Can I call it a kerfuffle?
Really? I don't know.
That's kerfuffle.
It's truth serum for the liberals, right? That's what he is. He's like a truth pill. The truth of how they really feel about us came to the surface, when he said that he was in agreement with Trump, or we liked Trump. It wouldn't matter what he said. If it was positive, we were done, right?
I think it's fantastic, and they're hating on him so much. And he tweeted yesterday, Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. Amen, brother. I hear you. You know what I mean? Like, that, yes, it's just truth. That's all he's tweeting.
Yep.
He goes, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. And then he goes on, he says, I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals, and we have the right to independent thought. That's right. So he started this whole thing off by tweeting about Candace Owens, who is a very outspoken and brilliant, I might add, young, black, conservative female.
you know what? They still put them down. They still go after them. If you or I did that, if you or I said anything negative about a female African-American or another male African-American, man, they would come after us with guns blazing, wouldn't they?
Sure.
You know, being racist.
But this is what's so fantastic is the hypocrisy. The snake of evil always ends up eating its own tail. And so what's happening is Kanye has been a hero, right, to his community. Mm-hmm. And now he's come out for something that his community monolithically stands against. I'm not saying everybody in the community, but basically as a monolithic, and the left moves in monolithic ways, like as great big icebergs, they're against it. And so what they have to do now is figure out how to hate Kanye, how to despise Kanye West,
yep,
because he is saying something that they disagree with. I think that sets up a horrible conundrum in their heads.
it's a real problem for them. We were talking about Baltimore earlier tonight because you brought up, look at Chicago, what's happening there. It's not police on black crime. It's black on black crime. You go through some of the major cities in this country. Baltimore has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars over the last 8 years to rehab part of the city. They tried to clean up almost 17,000 homes and apartments. Condos, I'm sorry. They spent all that money, and they got about 16,000 that are still uninhabitable. And in that area, the mayor has come out and said, well, you know what, maybe people shouldn't be out at night. Maybe we should close the stores earlier to keep this place safe.
That's the solution. Maybe women shouldn't dress provocatively, and then they wouldn't be raped. Maybe women all should be veiled. But why don't we just put them all in burkas then? I mean, that was the mayor of that German city I think it was Cologne, there was a huge attack on New Year's Eve, and then the mayor came out and said, well, maybe, you know, women shouldn't be out late.
Right. Yep.
Here's what's funny. What's funny is the Judeo-Christian traditional culture prescribes that women be more modest. That's the prescription.
Right.
Be respectful of yourselves. Don't dress like a slut, and people will take you more seriously, in a sense, right? To just sort of bring it down to the basis language, right?
Sure.
And now we have a problem because women dress provocatively, and they get attacked, and then they're like, hey, you can't attack me. And then the solution is, hey, stop dressing provocatively. Now, the Judeo-Christian ethic is, no, we want freedom. We should be free to dress any way we want and still be safe, right? But it's the liberals now who are saying, well, don't dress so provocatively.
Yeah, you and I haven't talked about this in a long time, but that whole thing went down with Harvey Weinstein, you know, and how all those women came out after the fact. People knew what he was doing. Just before this broke, though, do you remember the big story was that Vice President Pence wouldn't go to dinner alone with a woman? He wouldn't be alone in a situation with a woman. I mean,
that is the perfect example. That is so brilliant what you just said.
Thank you.
It's the perfect example. He was derided for upholding our traditional Judeo-Christian mores, if you will. And then we see the underbelly of all the young women that Harvey Weinstein went to dinner, you know, in air quotes, went to dinner with, and the results of that, and now the prescription is, hey, young women, you shouldn't be going to dinner with men alone. And also, by the way, men, how dare you? Well,
that's
I'm
right.
Sorry, but when you're goaded into, I mean, we live in a culture that applauds men who are bachelors who have a ton of women. Like, that's like seen as success. If you're a successful bachelor, you're going to bed with a different woman every night, basically. But you're not allowed to sleep with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It eats its tail.
No, you're right. I hadn't heard that before. That's a great line, too. You look at these people, the hypocrisy, and again, since Donald Trump, President Trump has been elected, you have seen it's no longer a thin line. There is a very thick line in ideologies. There's a very thick line in what the progressive loons believe, and they're no longer afraid. Did you notice this? They are no longer afraid to let you know what they believe, why they believe, and how they believe, because you're the moron. You're the uneducated person. You're the bigot, homophobe, racist, whatever I can come up with. And they're still stuck on that mantra of just calling us names.
So there's a story about a kid at Parkland who is a pro-Second Amendment kid.
Yep.
And he went to the shooting range, and they hauled him into the security officer's office, at which point they began to basically interrogate him. And sort of insinuate that his father could be facing some sort of penalties or something for going to a shooting range. And all he tweeted was, people should learn how these weapons work. People should educate themselves about Second Amendment rights and about weaponry.
Yep.
But he's the guy in the wrong. And then one of the teachers.
We got to go for a break.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
All right.
We both believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Sam Sorbo joins with me. She'll be with me after the break as well. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I love this. Before I bring Sam on, somebody sent me a quick clip here on public health has launched a campaign on teens smoking e-cigarettes. Now, morons like myself have been screaming for years going, we don't know the effects of these things. You don't know what these things will do to you. You're putting chemicals in your body. I'm sorry. I barely made out of high school, but this was an easy one for me to figure out. Why has it taken the public health services world years to figure this one out? But that's way above my pay grade, as they say. Let me bring on somebody who's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Sam Sorbo joins me, and I'm so happy to have her on.
Oh, no.
Well, look, truth is truth, right? I mean, seriously, you know. Sam, I always enjoy when you're on with me. Actually, I always enjoy reading the articles that you put up and the stuff that you're doing in your life. I mean, we were talking during the break, and I said, you spoke at a prayer breakfast last year, and one of the lines that I just can't get out of my head, it's like echoes in there, is you asked us the question is, why would we send our children to Caesar to be taught, especially as Christians? And when you see what's going on in the education system in California, you stop and say, my God, that was not just a home run, but that was a grand slam home run of a line. You know, I really appreciated that.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. You know, it's hard. This is hard stuff to learn. Talking about educating your child, it's a very difficult shift for parents, for anybody really, to make, because we are so ingrained with the system, and that's why I speak out and I speak a lot. And it's funny that you say that, because that is something that really sticks with you when you think of Caesar. Of course, if you don't know your history, it's going to be meaningless to you. But we're sacrificing our children on the altar of secular humanism for convenience. And when you think of it in those terms, you gotta hold up and take a step back. There's this kid we were talking about, Kyle Kashev,
right,
is one of the Parkland survivors. Well, after he tweeted those photos, there was a professor in his school who then berated him behind his back. He wasn't in the classroom, but talked all kinds of crap about him to the students, and going so far as to say something needs to be done about this young man, which is a threat. And the funny thing is, and I should, this isn't funny, but the thing is, I thought that the Parkland shooting survivors were off limits because they were children. And you can't, and they were survivors, and so they were completely off limits. You're not allowed to criticize them. And yet here's a professor criticizing this kid to his class. I mean, it's just despicable.
Well, Laura Ingraham got a forced vacation for a week over it, right?
Right. And she was criticizing not a survivor.
Right.
Just
that's
some kid
too.
Who decided to that he wanted 15 minutes of fame.
So I know you like these kind of stories. And I did a piece about a month ago on how many killings, school shootings that we've had. And I said, you know, remember something. In the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s, it was easy to get a gun. Even in the 50s, it was easy to get a gun. If you recall, some of the schools, not some, a lot of schools had gun training classes. They taught you how to shoot a gun. They taught you how to clean a gun, take care of a gun, right, gun safety. From 1900 to 1979, there were almost 200 shootings in a school across this country. Now, I want you to think about that. That's almost 80 years. From 1980 to date, we've had 421 shootings on school campuses.
Yeah.
421 people died. What's changed? That's why I always tell people, think really hard. What has changed in our school system? It's harder to get guns, and yet we have twice
they
as many for more.
What? What? They put signs up. No guns allowed.
That's right. Okay.
That changes everything.
Free shooting here.
I just want to point out the professor went so far as to call him a little Hitler. The Jewish son of immigrants from Israel, you know, and he's a history professor of all things. So,
Sam,
by the way, speaking of Israel, Kevin and I are taking a tour, are launching an Israel tour this July, and everybody's welcome. Go to sorboisraeltrip.com for more information.
We'll put that up. We'll actually even tweet that out. I think that'd be a lot of fun to go on. And, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but I was just joking with somebody. I said, you know, you go on some of these trips, and they bring the guides, right? The guides say, Jesus walked here, and Jesus did this, and Jesus did that. And I think of the Hollywood, you know, the Hollywood tour guides, and they tell you so-and-so lived here, and so-and-so did this here. How do I know that's true?
Oh, you're nasty. You're nasty. No, because the Hollywood doesn't have their own archaeologist.
There you go. Okay. Yeah,
this is archaeologist approved. And it's going to be so cool to actually stand in the ruins, in the buildings, in the areas, on the mount, at the river, all that stuff. It's just going to be so cool to actually be there.
I think it'd be
and
very
that's,
cool.
You know, that's what makes history real, is when we actually can touchy-feely a little bit.
Nope.
So I'm excited.
I can agree with you. Listen, I grew up 2.5 blocks from the Old North Church. I probably lived 7 blocks from Paul Revere's house. I used to make fun of all the tourists that came into town. But, you know, later on, I got chased off the USS Constitution. I used to sneak on it and get chased off it as a kid. So, you know, you don't realize the history when you're that young. But later on, I go, my God, I was chased off of that ship.
Yeah, you were right there.
That's right.
You rabble-rouser, you.
There you go. That's right. You know, it's funny. One of the words that the left loves to throw around is fascism. And I said, if you guys would read a dictionary, the true fascists are the people on the left wanting us to discuss it their way. What?
It takes one to know one?
Oh, pretty much.
You know, there's always that part where at some point during the argument, you have to look at your opponent, who's a leftist, and say, I know you are, but what am I? Because their arguments are so childish. They are typically wrong by 180 degrees. They're 180 degrees wrong, as my friend Evan Sayat likes to say. And at some point, the thing is, it's important to argue with them. It's important to raise objections. It's important to stand in truth and speak to power. And at the same time, you're not going to win the far lefties over because it's a mental illness. But what you will do with the argument is you will convince thoughtful people. You will convince the people who are sort of fence sitters who will sway whichever way the power goes. And those are the people that we need to win the battle.
I agree. Look at, you know, recently you've got these crazy bills that are coming up in front of the California legislature. You know, one of them was to if you sold any kind of book, religious book, self-help book, or you were instructed for a fee on your same-sex attraction, you could be fined. Eventually, you could end up in jail over it. This is what these guys have to think about. And then you've written a piece about, you know, the California crazy intrusive politicians. Yep. They can't keep their hands off of homeschooling. But part of the homeschooling thing.
You're gonna post that piece, right? I hope people go and read it because I had a lot of fun with that, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Because my point is, oh yeah, because they're running our schools so well, and the schools are doing so well, you know, let them bring their great wisdom into the homes of homeschoolers and tell us what to do, because clearly they've got it all figured out. All evidence to the contrary.
Oh.
Right? So
47th in the nation, California for education? Yeah.
No, California, we're 27th in the world, darling. California, I think, is 49th. We just ceded
the
50th
right?
place to, yeah, oh. In the nation, yeah.
Well, it's nice to move up a little bit now and then. Yeah, right.
It's ridiculous. So for them to think that they, but here's the thing, they're bureaucrats. All they do is sit around twiddling their thumbs trying to figure out what other nonsense they can pull. And they're driving the state into the ocean. They're driving it down into the ground, such that we've lost over 1,000 businesses in the past several years because people won't put up with it anymore. The sanctuary cities thing is blowing up in their face. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some very vocal people about that. The gas tax, and here's the question to ask with the gas tax: where did the money go from the last gas tax? Because it didn't go to transportation like we were promised. These people are drunk on power. They're completely drunk, and they're spending money like drunken sailors.
Why
and nobody is minding the till. What's that?
I said, why do you have to insult the sailors? Anyway, the but look, you're exactly right. And when you ask them, when you get some of these state senators and assemblymen, and you ask them, what happened with the first gabillion dollars you got to fix the roads, to fix the... They can't... Well, we had other emergencies. There are other emergencies we're paying for illegals to go to college in California. Got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Sam Sorbo will still be with us after the break. We have her duct taped in the secret location. All right.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacin, your host. All right. See, this is rock and roll. Chuck Berry is rock and roll. I don't even know if they have rock and roll today. I don't even know if they have any rock and roll bands today. I don't even know if they have music today. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just truly being part of the conversation. I appreciate all the time that you guys spend with me. And let me just bring her on because I don't want her hanging out there. I want to get every minute I can with her. Sam Sorbo joins us. And
I'm just hanging out. I'm just hanging.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I'll listen.
You know, I just think about this. I feel honored. You're actually with me instead of with Hercules.
Aww. No.
Sorry. Hey, you know, I got to tell you, your husband was, there was a Bible project that he was doing. And on the network I'm on, they were running ads like crazy, and I just thought it was, I never got around to getting it, but...
Oh, it's good. It's called Brief Bible, and it's like theater for the mind. They did all the sound effects and the voices of the Bible. So they just recreate the Bible, but they read it, but they're acting it, and you hear... You're going to hear the nails pounding. You're going to hear the snap of the whip and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
I think it would be too. I was thinking about, you know, especially in Los Angeles and places like that where you're stuck in traffic for hours at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, on a plane, yeah, instead of listening to that baby cry, just put your little earpieces in and and listen listen to the Bible.
No, for sure. But I will say this. He got to play the voice of God, so there's literally no dealing with him at home anymore.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Oh, the kids have to genuflect when he walks in the door. It's really embarrassing.
Okay, well, listen, and then you guys are going to Israel without me, obviously. But you're going to Israel. You're going to have a great trip there. When's that coming?
We're excited. It's July 16th to the 26th, and if you go to SorboIsraelTrip.com, you can get more information and come join us. We're bringing the kids. My youngest is 12, and we were waiting for the time when we thought that they could each get the most out of it, and this just seemed to be the magic year. So we're very excited. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus, see all the historical sites, and really get a taste of the Israel. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah.
You know, what's funny is people don't realize, and I don't know this because I went there. I know this because of the studying I did. But when they talk about Jesus walking in the water, the vision that we've always gotten is what? 10, 15, 25 feet, you know, and you don't give it a whole bunch of credence. But it was a heck of a way out there that Jesus walked out to those boats. And people don't realize that. And you're going to get to, you might see that, right? What's that?
Well, I don't know if we'll actually see Jesus walk on water, but we'll see the water.
Yeah, I'm not going. So anyway, right. So I want to get that out of the way because I think it's important. I also think it's important that if people could make it out to see the movie Let There Be Light, they need to get a copy of it. Where do they find that?
Oh, my gosh, that's easy. Walmart, and it's for sale on Amazon. So it's easy to get right now.
Yeah. No,
get it before we run out. We're actually, sales are going very well. People who watch the film in the theater want copies. And by the way, it makes a great gift. There's a devotional that goes with it called Share the Light. Share the Light is a devotional that Kevin and I wrote, and it deals with, you know, bringing your Christianity into your walk of faith, putting feet to your faith in a sense. And so it's a lot of fun. It's 40 different devotionals, and every devotional comes with like a little bit of a call to action, some of them bigger than others. If you bundle that with the DVD, it makes a great Mother's Day gift or a Father's Day gift, both. So
it's, well, look at, I admonish people to see it. I saw some of the trailers. I saw some of the reactions of people coming out of the theater, and it was a powerful movie, and people need to grab a hold of it and not be afraid to fear the shit. You know, I got together with four other guys, and we started a nonprofit last year to train up young men to be truly to be men of God, to be men, to be husbands, to be fathers, because we're not teaching that. And
no, we're not. No, we're not teaching it, and we're not. We're also not even modeling it in our culture. In fact, we're modeling the opposite.
Yep.
Be a baby daddy. Leave the girl. Don't stay in the home. All of that. Have as much sex as you possibly can. And it's all over. It's all over our entertainment. It's all throughout our culture now.
Yeah.
And it is the destruction of society. And not only that, we're teaching gals, you can do it alone. You don't need a man. Men are worthless. Who needs them? And all of that. What does that teach our little boys growing up? I think men really face like an identity crisis. And at the same time, it's the destruction of the feminine, because the feminine needs the masculine to exist. Light is defined. Darkness is defined by the light and vice versa. So, and feminine is defined by masculine and vice versa. That doesn't mean you can't be butch and be a gal, but the two need each other. So when you destroy one polarity, you're going to destroy the other one.
You know, I tell people it's in the Christian world, one doesn't overshadow the other. We complement each other. We work together. We become one, and we don't become one so one overshadows the other. It's because we actually come together like a well-oiled machine that we're made for each other. We're made to work together like that, and it drives people nuts. And you said it a minute ago, you know, the masculine for the feminine for the masculine. We have different traits on purpose. It was the way God created us. Whether you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. God created us, period. And that's the other thing, though. When you were talking about this earlier and raising up these men, these young men, it's okay to be a believer. It's okay to let people around you know that you have a belief in God. Don't hide it. We've taught these kids, We taught these young people, yeah, don't step on anybody's toes. Yeah, it's okay to do your thing, but, you know, no. You need to be as forward about it, not in your face, not in somebody's face, but you need to be as solid with it as they are in their atheism or their religion of socialism, whatever it is. We've stopped doing that, don't you think?
Yeah, we've been cowed. We've been cowed by political correctness. We've been told by pietism that that religion should not be part of the public square. That you can be a Christian, but just be a Christian quietly and to yourself. And now they're coming after you for being a Christian quietly and to yourself. That bill that you were talking about that would criminalize certain types of speech and yep. certain types of counseling is what they're saying is no, you can be a Christian. You just can't think like a Christian or act like a Christian.
No, yeah, and
you're laughing, but I'm serious. But that's that is the upshot of what they're trying to say.
But you know
why
I'm laughing?
They are very close.
Yeah,
they're very close. And people who don't live in California, beware, because it's coming for you.
Well,
you're next.
We're not just asleep at the wheel. We've checked out for the most part. Look, you heard it when Tim Kaine was talking and Mrs. Clinton was talking during the election. Both of them said the same thing, but people missed it, which was, you know, for you Christians, for you Catholics, you know, if you don't get your scripture in line with today's world, with what the government thinks,
right.
we will force you to change it. We will pass laws to change it. How did that go by 40 or 50 million so-called Christians?
I was sitting with a Christian man who is very firm in his faith, practices it every day. I won't say what church he's in. And he said to me that he went to school with Tim Kaine and that Tim Kaine was a good guy. And I said, oh, so you're okay with abortion? Like you redefine your terms. You can still love somebody even if they believe in things that you don't believe in, but you can't call good something that is evil.
Yeah, no, but they don't.
And we need to empower young people to understand that dynamic. And what's happening is they're not being taught that. What they're being taught is if you disagree with it, ignore it and stifle it.
Or you'll make somebody feel bad. And you don't want to seem hateful towards someone else. You know, it's lack of tolerance or acceptance. You know, you were telling me a story.
But it's okay for them to seem hateful.
Oh, of course. Because it's not hateful for them. They use a different dictionary than we do.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
think about it.
It's a very wishy-washy sort of thing. They disdain what they disdain, and that's good for them, but you're not allowed to disdain anything
right.
because you have to accept everything. And not only do you have to accept it now, you must celebrate it.
Well, look, you proved during the break we were talking, and you prove a point that I make every night in the show. As a Christian, as a right-wing, as they would call it, nut job Christian, we are more tolerant than they are. We're more, not accepting, but more tolerant of the things we don't like that they do, right?
I had a guy in my house. I was shooting a PSA for a bill about abortion called the Heartbeat Bill in support of denying abortion or undoing, you know. And the guy, literally, he was supposed to work on the film. He left my house. He walked out. He wouldn't stay because he felt so strongly pro-abortion. And so I'm left with this sort of, you know, I'm tolerant, so I can understand. He feels very strongly about his position. He's dead wrong, but he feels so strongly he needs to leave. It made him sick to his stomach. But I'm not allowed to leave if I feel sick to my stomach.
That's right.
I have to do my job. I have to bake that cake. I have to make that floral arrangement. I have to celebrate things that make me sick to my stomach. And you and I were talking about the guy who was wearing the Make America Great hat, and he was evicted from a pub. They refused to serve him. They refused to serve him. Does this not resonate with anybody? And the judge upheld it. It's okay to refuse to serve a deplorable.
Well, you know what a network's like, lady. We have hit that time. Sam Sorbo, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll give out the information about your trip and a few other things. Hey, people, come back after the break. We're going to talk about what Diamond and Silk went through today. Seriously, we'll be right back.